This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, an early happy 4th to everybody listening. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. If you missed Bulldog's birthday extravaganza yesterday, maybe you could still listen to it on the Odyssey app, on-demand audio. It was just a day ago. People are talking about it. You have about as good a chance running into somebody who's talking about it. But it's definitely worth looking that up.
It was a day.
Lots of famous guests. Here with us now, another famous guest, Aaron Schatz, FTN Fantasy, longtime Football Outsiders, and
couldn't fit him in yesterday, so we had to wait
for many
today.
Years. Aaron, I'm not going to deprive you of the chance to wish Bulldog birthday wishes here, even though it was yesterday.
Hey, happy day after your birthday.
Thank you, Aaron.
Before we get into the meat of things, I loved from your Twitter last week the note about Pete Banaszak and John Banaszak not being related, and nobody else has ever had that name. There's also a Banaszak in the 70s, and it made me think of, Aaron, maybe you know this, if anybody would be Aaron Schatz. But the Youngbloods on the Rams were not related, and neither were the Pruitts on the Browns.
Correct. They were not related. That's right. Yep.
And I saw a highlight, because I'm watching a lot of old stuff all the time, and it was a Browns highlight from maybe the early 80s. And on the back of the Pruitt jerseys, it had the first initial at the end, Pruitt, G, and Pruitt, M. I never knew that ever was done.
I watched those guys. Wow, I didn't know that.
The Youngblood jerseys at one point had the name, like the first name and the last name. So it had like the first name in little letters and then the last name in big letters.
On top of the last name,
A smaller font above it, above the big last name nameplate. That's how I remember that. I did not ever notice this about the Pruitts on the Browns, and I watched them plenty when I was a kid.
Also cool. Very good. Well, Aaron, where are we at on the calendar? Where are you at on the calendar here, getting ready for all your data research to come out? And just where are we at here on July 2nd for you?
Please don't say completely detached.
No. Finishing the FTN Football Almanac, our big preseason book, the FTN Football Almanac, comes out July 14th. And you can pre-order it by going to ftnfantasy.com/almanac. It will be in print, as well as PDF, as in past years. And I have one last projection simulation to do incorporating the Miami-Pittsburgh trade, but for the most part, I know sort of where we're projecting teams, and most of the chapters are written, and we're copy editing and looking for where there's, you know, two periods in a row and stuff like that.
And you're also coming back with your podcast with Mike Tenier, who we talk to as well once in a while?
Yes, our podcast starts again next Thursday, July 10th. We'll do every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. If you search on YouTube for Shots and Tenier NFL Podcast, we're going to do division previews. I'm also, Bills fans will be interested to know, I'm going to be doing Mina Kimes's podcast in a couple of weeks, and I'm the AFC East guy. So I'm doing the AFC East preview with her. So there'll be plenty of Bills talk.
Good. How big a favorite do you think the Bills deserve to be?
In the division?
Yes.
I mean, big. I mean, the team you think of as second is Miami, and they look like they're going into a rebuilding. They didn't trade for nothing. They got Minka Fitzpatrick, but there's so many issues with that team, like, you know, who's going to play cornerback, and can Tagovailoa stay healthy, and can their offensive line improve? And it just doesn't look like they're really going to be a serious competitor. Like, if you said to me Josh Allen gets hurt and somebody else wins the AFC East, I think it's more likely that the Patriots rise up, because I think that they have a wider range of possibilities. Like, their worst season would be worse and their best season would be better than what Miami has in store.
I agree with you about Miami. I just think it's hard to really even figure out exactly what they're doing other than backing up. But they seem to refuse to say that, but I guess that's not that uncommon. Where do you think it went wrong there for them, if indeed they are sort of this window for now is closing?
Well, the first thing is that the offense doesn't seem to work with any quarterback other than Tua. And I don't know whether that is that he is particularly good at distributing the ball, or that the offense is so complicated, McDaniel's offense is so complicated that it takes so much to learn that he can't adapt it for backups. You look at, like, Green Bay, and they had to use Malik Willis a couple of times last year, and they won. Malik Willis played well, and they won. That's quite a coaching job by Matt LaFleur, and McDaniel hasn't been able to do anything similar when Tagovailoa has been out. And then just defensive decline and injuries, right? Like, you know, Ramsey got older and Bradley Chubb got hurt. Jalen Phillips got hurt. And certain guys didn't develop, and the defenses haven't been impressive.
So this trade with the Steelers, you know, I'm thinking about from a fantasy standpoint and wondering just what it means for Jonnu Smith, and you're maybe not looking at it that way, but does it make sense for the Steelers to want to make this move? Do you like it for them?
I just updated our tight end, you know, section with new projections from Jeff Radcliffe, who's the award-winning projections guy from FTN, and he actually had Smith's projection not that much lower than what it was with Miami. I mean, he has both Smith and Freiermuth not doing as much as they did last year, but he thinks that Smith will...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Still be a reasonably big part of the Pittsburgh offense. I think Smith is an interesting addition. They weren't sure what they were going to do for a third receiver, Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin. Now they're going to probably use a lot of two tight end personnel with Freiermuth and Smith, and Freiermuth's more of a blocker, obviously. Smith's more of a move guy, and I think that's interesting. The question is how they're going to use Ramsey, right? Because Minka Fitzpatrick was like, he was the deep free safety, and that's what he was, and that's what he played. And that's not really how you want to use Jalen Ramsey. You want to move him around and do different things with him. But they had a good slot corner last year named Beanie Bishop, and they don't necessarily have someone to play free safety without Minka Fitzpatrick there. So what are they doing with their secondary? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yesterday on our fantasy podcast, by the way, ADP chasing, Davis Maddock hit us with, how many snaps do you think Darnell Washington played last year for Pittsburgh? And I was just thinking to myself, like, I don't know, 100? And it was 584. So, I mean, he played 52% of the snaps. Are we going to see something called 13 personnel from the Steelers? Because who even is their wide receiver two anyway?
I love 13 personnel, by the way, because have you ever played Madden, the Patriots playbook? Used to have 13 personnel, and they had this amazing play action out of 13 personnel where your tight ends, you know, if you had Gronk or whatever, and then your one wide receiver would go deep. And it was great. It was a great play. Big 13 personnel fan.
Who would that tight end three have been on New England in the Gronk Hernandez years? Who are we looking at?
Day, I don't know, Matt LeClerc or something. I don't know.
Oh,
Matt.
Yes.
A guy named Matt LeSomething. Matt LeSomething. I don't even remember what his last name was.
If you don't mind, like, is this a trend? Not 13 necessarily, but 12. And that's applicable with the Bills. With what they've did. I mean, you've got a lot of tight ends, including Kincaid here, who's only sort of a, like, they're an F, right? They're a quasi tight end. So are we going to see even more of that around the league, you think?
Hey, listen, statistically, right? Passing is better out of 12 and running is better out of 11. You know, do what they don't expect you to do. You put the two tight ends on the field. You try to get the other team to put its base defense. If you have good pass-catching tight ends, they're going up against linebackers, they're going to win, right? So I absolutely think we're moving in that direction, although some of these guys, like, you know, Mike Gesicki, you know, you might have been thought of as receivers in the past rather than tight end. You know, Gesicki doesn't block very much.
Right. I want to get back to the Steelers here in a second, but seeing as we got to this 13 personnel point, what about do you think the Bills will be copied at all with the frequency with which they use the sixth offensive lineman? I know everybody does a little of it, goal line and different stuff, but the Bills did it, you know, wherever they were on the field, and I don't want to overstate it, but they led the league in it, and I just wonder, and it was very effective for them, and they even passed out of it on occasion, which was effective too. I'm thinking of the Jacksonville primetime game, I think they scored a touchdown out of that formation with only one or two receivers even on the field. Do you think that's a copycattable thing?
No, because they use six linemen about as much as the most common team usually does. So it's not like a ridiculous amount. And my guess is that other teams, when they look at the Bills offense, they don't say the thing that's winning for them is the sixth lineman. They say the thing that's winning for them is the quarterback.
Right.
If we're going to try to copy anything, you know, let's talk about how Jackson Dart might turn into Josh Allen, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. So you mentioned you're tweaking chapters here because of the Steelers-Dolphins trade, or just going over it and fine-tuning it. What do you make of the Steelers? Like, are they because they look like a team that thinks that they're a Super Bowl contender now, to me, after getting Rodgers and now this trade. And are they delusional, or is that boat going to, you know, float?
I mean, we have them declining a little bit, although I'm going to guess that it'll be a little bit less after I plug in this trade. We have their defense coming back to the pack a little bit. But, you know, Tomlin keeps defying the laws of physics. You know, I mean, he's a great locker room manager, right? He's great at the elements of coaching that you can't measure. And it feels like he gets 9 and 8 out of these guys in a wild card every year. And I'm sure they're going to be in the wild card hunt. But do I think they're a Super Bowl contender with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, given how Aaron Rodgers played last year? God, no.
Aaron Schatz, our guest, FTN Fantasy, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. So back to the Bills. It continues to be a talking point whether or not they have enough speed and skill position talent. And you may be aware of how right after the draft, their GM jumped on our station and lashed back at any criticism of that. And in an article with Tyler Dunn, he went as far as to say, basically in so many words, Aaron, how can people say we haven't added a wide receiver? I signed Josh Palmer.
So
he did. And then it was Elijah Moore as well after that. Did last year basically call game on this subject and like the Bills shouldn't worry about it? Or is it still worth debating?
There's a difference between this is their weakness and they're not trying to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, they traded for Cooper, right? Like they're absolutely trying to fill it. They are trying to solve this problem. But it still is, it's not like a big problem, but you look at their roster and you're like, what's the biggest problem? That's what comes out as the biggest problem. It's not like it's like it, you know. Mm-hmm. If you look at the roster of the Carolina Panthers and you ask what's the biggest problem, you get a much larger problem. But everybody's got some weakness. This just happens to be the most obvious Bills weakness, even if it's not that weak.
So what is the sum total of it then? Like last year, the same points were made and they averaged 30 points a game and ran for 30 touchdowns, by the way, on the ground.
Yeah.
So is it likely more of the same?
I think the feeling is when you get into the playoffs that Allen doesn't have that guy who's like the guy where you're like, oh my God, it's 3rd and 7. We've got to get it to this guy. We know that Jamar Chase can get that ball, kind of thing, that they don't have that guy. But by the way, Baltimore also doesn't have that guy. And given Ayuk's health, I don't know if San Francisco has that guy. You know, I mean, Washington does and Philly does, but not every team has that guy. So like I said, it's a weakness because here's the thing. The answer to the GM complaining that people are pointing this out as a weakness is to say, okay, what do you think your weakness is? Because the answer is not, we are a perfect team with no weaknesses.
It has to be something.
Right, there has to be something that is not as strong as everything else, and this just happens to be the thing.
Right. You know what's even a tougher question maybe to ask a football person is, what's your least important thing? Because everything is always important, right? If you ask Sean McDermott about, you know, punt return gunners or something, you're like, oh, it's very important we have that. But
long snappers.
I mean, what would be at the bottom? That's what I would love to know from these guys in a private moment. What comes in at the bottom? Well, in terms of the AFC East, there is a lot of Patriots buzz. And I wonder how you're hearing it. I mean, you've been around them for a long time. Do you think that it's justified?
I mean, I think people are a little higher on the Vrabel hire than they should be, given that we've never seen Vrabel coach a team other than Tennessee. So we don't know what was Vrabel and what was those players, right? So I think that people are a little too high on the Patriots. But the upside is very clearly there. They added a lot of defensive talent. Drake May is very talented. If Stephon Diggs is healthy, he has the number one receiver, the offensive line should be improved. The offensive coordinator should be improved. The coach actually knows what a coach is supposed to be doing on different days. That's like important. So, I mean, the upside is definitely there. I think a 7-10 or something is more likely than them being really in the wild card hunt. But I think the upside is stronger than Miami's, like I said.
Okay.
Do you think May is like real tomato ketchup?
Yeah, I do. He's really good. Now, I mean, you know, you've got to make sure that he doesn't develop bad habits because the players around him aren't good enough.
The schedule is interesting, and this is true of the Steelers, and there must be an inverse of these somewhere, but both of those teams have, I think anyway, the schedule gets much tougher later. And the Steelers have had a couple of seasons in the last decade, even last year, where they were what?
Yeah.
What were they last year? 10-1 or something like that? And then lost out. But New England has a schedule where they could come here Sunday night, week 5 at the Bills. 4-0 is not crazy. Raiders, Miami, Steelers, Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't looked yet at which teams have those weird first half, second half schedules. But you're right, Pittsburgh. Last year, we knew going into the season. Like we said, going into the season, oh, my God, Pittsburgh's schedule is all backloaded. They're going to look really good for the first half of the year. And then that's exactly what happened. And then they played worse in the second half, but they also played much better teams. So you're right. You're absolutely right. It's not ridiculous to think the Patriots could come in at 4-0 if things go right for them. And there'll be a lot of hype, and the Bills will smack them down, and normality will be
order will be restored.
And when do you even stop with New England's schedule? At Buffalo in week 5, then New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland. I mean, maybe the three worst teams in the league. I don't know. They could be. Tennessee and Cleveland were that last year. Atlanta, Tampa, yeah. Jets. They could end up having that Steelers season. Where they could end up, you know, being in such good shape by like Thanksgiving that it's already sort of made for them. I don't know. It'd make for an interesting race.
I have them as the 5th easiest schedule in the league for the whole year, but you're right that it gets harder at the end. They have the Bengals in week 12 and then the Ravens in 16 and the Bills again in 15. I have them with the number 28 schedule, but I have Buffalo with the number 27 schedule, so it's not like their schedule is particularly difficult.
Who's number one, San Fran?
The easiest is San Francisco, and the hardest is the New York Giants.
The Giants thing is almost cruel. Like, what did they do to deserve that?
Right. Well, I mean, because, like, part of it is that teams like San Francisco are going to be much better this year. Mm-hmm. Chicago is going to be better this year than they were last year. So the Giants ended up by being in last place, pulling these teams that are going to be much better than last place teams.
And even maybe the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders should be improved, too, with Geno Smith. Yep.
You like them? There's hype there, too.
No, I think they're going to be pretty meh. I think, you know, like not bad, but not either, like 8-9 or 9-8.
What about the Chiefs? We're almost to the end here. Just a minute or two on the defending AFC champs here.
I mean, they look really strong. I think Rashi Rice comes back. Everybody's sort of waiting to hear whether he gets some sort of suspension, right? Legal problems, but they may get there have their receivers. Last year, they didn't have those guys playing together at all. Travis Kelce is clearly over the hill, so that is certainly an issue. But, you know, there's lots of good defensive players there, and they're absolutely in the mix again. But, you know, I think Buffalo and Baltimore are both better than them, and I think it's more likely that Buffalo or Baltimore is the AFC representative.
Well, here's hoping. Thanks for your time, Aaron. Busy month, it seems, with the podcast. Congrats on that and the Almanac, too. And enjoy the rest of your offseason.
Absolutely. FTNFantasy.com/almanac for your pre-orders, right. And I'll come back on the show once we're out.
Very good. Thanks again, Aaron.
Talk to you later.
Aaron Schatz with us, FTN Fantasy. Darnell Washington. Remember the 5 minutes when we wanted the Bills to take him in the first round?
This is like the behemoth tight end out of Georgia,
yeah.
Right? That's
yeah.
Who this guy, yeah, right. Two drafts ago now?
Two drafts ago, 23.
Yeah.
Hey, what do they need, really? This is Kincaid.
Right.
Maybe. So 23 draft, Washington?
He's played two years. I don't remember when.
He's played 2 years, okay. Just like Kincaid.
Right, okay.
So, hey, you know, what do they really need? Luxury pick? Look at this guy. What are you going to do with him? Well, he really might not be able to catch the ball and separate or do anything you want.
Right.
Other than be huge.
Just a behemoth, yeah.
But the Steelers did use him. If James Cook is so valuable, let's see James Cook get 52% of snaps.
Right. Maybe they should pay this guy $15 million a year. How early was he?
Not early.
Right. He was like Saturday?
I mean, maybe round three.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't even think so. Darnell Washington. Third round.
It's easy to get, so Friday, it's easy to get infatuated with the freak show. Like a guy that's that big playing a position like that. Look at him running!
Hey, I mean, I said it to be self-deprecating, but he probably should have been drafted over Kincaid. 803-0550 is the number.
I'm just going to let
does
that.
Does he get 52%? He does get 52% of the snaps.
Let that be.
He does? What does he got? 26 catches in 2 years. Well, he's playing a different role. He's playing the role of a man that's 6'7", 264.
He's playing the role of a man who can't catch.
And now he's playing the role of a player who plays for Arthur Smith, which is not going to help him prove himself as a receiver.
That he can catch.
And that just traded for Jonnu Smith.
You're right.
I don't know. Are you taking the Steelers seriously? We'll talk about that as we continue. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Lines are open. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I mean, this is a team that's had worse quarterbacks than Aaron Rodgers, worse offensive lines than they have right now. And I would say worse defenses than they have right now, and still win 9 or 10 games and get to the playoffs and lose a game. So I think that their roster is in pretty good shape. I don't love Aaron Rodgers at all at quarterback, and I think he somewhat limits the team. But can he be better than Kenny Pickett? Can he be better than Mason Rudolph? And they're trying to just figure it out. Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. I think he can be, you know, something like that.
Morning show guest Joe Marino. Any lies told? I said on ADP Chasing yesterday, man, I would love if they had stayed with Fields for that offense and run out two or three tight ends and Caleb Johnson with Jalen Warren, Metcalf, just to see like how few passes they would actually throw. And if they played defense and, I don't know, it's Mike Tomlin.
Who are you?
It would just be – it's not my team. It would just be fun. To have one team that would basically just lean into the wing T kind of thing.
Intentionally try to be terrible?
No, I don't think they would be terrible. they, as he just said, and you know, they're usually not terrible. They make it work. Well. So you put him as quarterback there with those pieces, the multiple tight ends and everything else, but they chose not to do that. Rodgers, I think maybe it's misunderstood in some parts that – like, He's not the opposite of Fields. He's not the opposite of, he is probably the opposite of Fields when it comes to like a race, right? Running, speed. But he's not fast-paced quarterback guy. Like they, his teams play very slow.
Right.
Which I think is maybe part of the appeal. Who knows how much appeal there really is? The Steelers had very few options, and they were going to try to win this year, so this was maybe the best option they had. They would have had to trade for Cousins and pay him huge money, too. So maybe this was the right choice for what their options were.
And I can't imagine they would have gotten a much better result there from Cousins.
Right. No, I agree.
So,
but he, like, he can fit, I think, you know, maybe not in every way. But if they want to be a more of a ball control team, Rodgers is fine for that because he does not push the pace. His coaches couldn't make him do it. He runs the play clock down all the way. Like he plays like he's old,
which he is.
Which, you know,
for football,
fine for you to say
he's
that.
He's old. He's no 60, but he's
no. He's old enough to justify. Like, let's just go. Let's be careful here. Let's make sure we've thought this play all the way through.
Well, it is. I do think it is nice of him to come back, and just give us another year of debating whether or not he can still play and how much of a jerk he is and all that. Like, cause, you know, if he decided to walk off into the sunset, I mean, I don't know. I don't need him to be on, you know, the Pat McAfee show or anything. I don't really care. I've ever seen are clips that get posted on social media of that. It's not like something I got to tune into. So I don't know that I would miss him in that way, but it's good that he's out there in the orbit.
He's in our
orbit. We got one more year of, and you know, you never know. Maybe it all just goes perfectly, just right for him and them, and you know, they win 12 games or something. I mean, I don't see it, but
and he's on the Bills schedule, and the Bills have had their fun with Aaron Rodgers. Last year, I mean, that game with the Jets, holy cow, it was 40-0 in the third quarter. That was hilarious. I don't mean when he got hurt. That doesn't really count. But earlier in the season, they beat him. That was a closer game.
Yeah.
Somehow they were able to win a game without James Cook. They did that. Then with Green Bay, he had the Sunday night game a couple of years ago before he left the Packers, and the Bills won that game pretty easily.
They were very, like, cruise control first half, and then it got a little – we were in the throes of, why aren't they good in the second half? Like, that was one of the key games in that – narrative, because they were in control, and they never really weren't in control, but it just got tighter than you would have liked because the Bills didn't just keep punching, as it turned out. And then right, the time before that is the Mario Williams safety game, right?
Well, there was the game, game in Green Bay.
Right, that Josh Allen played. Yeah, it was
where
terrible.
The Bills got shut out, but yeah. They were really, that was not important. But yeah, the one in the, was that Doug Marrone's season or one of his seasons, yes, where they upset the Packers. So it's not like they haven't had their fun with him. I was thinking about the season and like the Bills are again set up to roll. It's a story if they don't. If they do, it's what we're expecting, and you know, we'll see what happens in the playoffs again. I think Brandon Bean really is the one we'll be talking about the most if they don't roll. Like, Allen is so already well-established as great. I mean, if he gets hurt, that's something else. Nobody will blame anybody. We'll have Trubisky to talk about. Hopefully we don't find out. But all the wide receiver stuff, the pick of Coleman, the pick of Kincaid, as Aaron points out, and he's right, and I'll do it too every chance I get, they are different things. Trying to augment at a position and succeeding at it. We had with the offensive line with the Bills in the drought years, a stretch where fans would complain about how the Bills didn't address the offensive line, which they had.
It was exactly the phrasing all the time, too.
It was always the same.
Address.
When are they
going to address the offensive line?
Which they did constantly, but not to any success. So, I mean, you kind of need both. But Bean has, I mean, even if you go with the depth guys last year and a little bit this year, too, he certainly addressed it. It's a matter of choosing the right players, and when it's the draft, you really do have choices. Like Coleman was one of how many receivers? I mean, if you include Worthy and the guys picked at the time of the trade.
Which you should do.
They could have done.
They chose not to do that. Yeah.
He had 10 10 receivers that might have been somebody's number one Mel's best remaining guy at the time of their picks.
Well, that is, you know, whatever, like, however personal that all got. I know, like, it rained pretty hard on Jer and Joe, but especially Jer, because it seemed like that, you know, he was the one taking the brunt of those comments from Bean. Like, that notwithstanding, overall, I do something about Bean being that way about his team and about that position appeals to me. I like when guy, and not in a he loves his guys I mean, that's fine, that can appeal to you, and some of it does to me, but that's not the point I'm making here. The point I'm making here is that he's wearing safety orange out in the forest. He let you know where he is. Like, he just has put himself out there. Like, I 100% agree, and I thought so right away. Like, he's going to be the guy. If Coleman hurts them, like, his not coming through hurts them, or Kincaid, or both, and they, for because of it, have trouble on offense. To whatever extent they could have trouble on offense. I mean, I don't know. They dipped 5 or 7 points a game or something. That would be a lot. I recognize the team that scored 30 last year scores in the mid-20s. Bean is going to be the one that we're going to be talking about, I think, more than the guys themselves, because Bean was so defiant about it. And I like that he did that. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I like, you know, guys putting themselves on the line when they make picks in the first place. Like, don't do it out of a book. You like your guy, put your name on it, and I'm going to judge you. that's how I like that transaction. And Bean has absolutely said, I'm right here. And I like that. I like that he's, you know, put his name on that. I mean, it always was, but he raised that level of intensity and the heat that could be on him if it at all derails. I think big time by doing what he did. And I like when a guy wants to do that.
But it is a little bit ironic if it's the question, the debate, the arguing is about, have the Bills taken pass catching seriously enough? And, you know, on Bean's side of the fence, it's, well, what do Coleman and Kincaid, not in that order, represent? And, you know, what's the right point then? Fine.
They are swings. Yeah.
Great. Let's see how it goes. And in a combined 3 seasons, it's not much. And I think Kincaid is kind of blocked from having huge volume, you know, like first round draft capital volume. I just don't think there's a path to that. And Coleman has to just be a better player, which, you know, everybody will tell you is possible. He's young, right? So, sure. But the right point won't be that they haven't addressed it in that scenario. The right point will be, well, how did they address it?
Yeah, did they miss in addressing it? Yeah, I mean, Coleman, it was fine last year. I think it was going fine. It wasn't smashing, but it wasn't even like Kincaid's rookie year, which was closer to that, just without touchdowns. I mean, 73 catches is a nice number for a rookie tight end, I still think. But Coleman, to me, was you got the big couple of big plays. You got the end zone jump ball against Woolen in Seattle. Like, it sort of was looking as advertised, and then it just completely got off track when he got hurt. Again, I don't want to overdo it. He wasn't, like, you know, a candidate for rookie of the year or anything, but it was a good enough for me anyway. Good enough rookie year, and let's see if there's more here. And then it just went away completely. So this is, you know, it's a lot like Kincaid going into year two. Like, what have I got here? Can I build on this? Except there's a lot more building to do. Kincaid sort of regressed here. It was injuries or whatever after 73 as a rookie. But Coleman, I felt like whatever his flaws are and were then, it was all right. I didn't feel like that was a big miss or anything, But he's got to do something more this year, no doubt.
Sal's going to join us at 5. We'll talk some more Bills with him. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.